Case, hey Nation, what's going on? Eddie Greer, the return of the Pearl Project Podcast, all things K-State sports continues. My name's Eddie Greer, host of this other quote-unquote K-State podcast, all things K-State athletics out there in K-9 Kansas City, Missouri, man, Kansas, home of K-State University. Your very first time listening to this podcast, thank you so much for tuning in this morning to this edition of this podcast, jam-packed Saturday for K-State sports, or an Arizona episode that just came out last night. Boy, we're coming at you big here this weekend. We're a daily podcast, all things K-State sports, from football all the way to women's rowing. Again, make sure you do. Go ahead and tap back in. Make sure you subscribe, like, hit the alarm bell, time to update your content daily. Yes, sir. Y'all be first to be notified about this is the postcast, and if you want to call it that way, the first postcast of baseball, because we were off last week, all week last week, of course, picked the wrong time to do that, but we're back for the foreseeable future of this podcast, so there is that for you, good folks. I'm looking forward to continuing to talk K-State luck with you guys as well, but not looking forward to talking about this loss. The first loss of the year, of course, we could come back live, and K-State baseball could not figure out the Auburn Tigers' left-hander last night in their first loss of the season after really a dominating performance offensively throughout the Major League Baseball Desert Invitational, which, if I can go back real quick for a minute, the baseball team's offense here. So 15. Let me see if I can do some quick math here for you here on this podcast. Probably not 15. Let's see, 22 runs here. Let me see here again. Oh man, 15, 24. All right, so now we got to pull a calorie guy for this offense. Yeah, 24. 15, that's 39 runs there. And then 11 more runs there for the Cats. The win against Air Force from Monday's game, right? K-State scored 50 runs. 50 runs in their four-game sweep of that tournament, right? And then, of course, last night, first of three in Arlington, Texas, home of the Texas Rangers, Globe Life Field. Only were able to scrape one run in a 5-1 loss to the ninth-ranked Auburn Tigers last night. Jake Marciano, we'll get to more on him in a minute, was absolutely brilliant in the ball game there. Yeah, K-State had their opportunities there in his baseball game last night, but six shutout innings there. Actually was his first start of the year there as well. At one point, the sophomore left-hander retired 9 K-State batters. It's a rarity now. Again, it's a rarity to see elite. Now, look, I'm not saying everybody is stellar, but there are some dudes that are those dudes. I mean, softball, there's those girls that girl. You know, they're the girl, right? But, hey, basically, there's some guys out there, paid pitchers out there that we don't know. Look, there's a lot of college, and I've seen my share of college baseball that dude, even K-State had a couple of those dudes as well, but K-State was facing one of them last night there and only were able to skip up one run after a offensive explosion in Scottsdale, Arizona. 50 runs total, including, half of those came against Penn State, putting belt to ass. Yeah, I'm going to say it. that's the term that I'm hearing lately, including this podcast. Belt to ass. It's Penn State in that shortened 24-5 beatdown last weekend. But last week, it's in the rearview mirror. You got to focus on this one. What you're playing some solid ass teams, and you started out with ninth ranked Auburn last night. Yeah, remember, and I know I keep going back to last year's win over. That was a low scoring win. Upset win over Arkansas last year there, but K-State could not find that magic that we saw in the Major League District Invitational, particularly when we saw that against UConn when they're trailing the entire time, and they busted out a 5-run eighth inning there as well. James Gaillette handed his first loss of the season there But first, we're going to hear from Pete Hughes right now here on these notes here on this podcast. Quote, he was very disappointed in this loss there. And then we're going to go right to a say quote thought, from head coach slash manager Pete Hughes in his eighth season at Kansas State. Coaching this baseball team again. They're coming off a back-to-back NCAA tournament appearances and could be on pace for another one. I said could be. I know, I again, hate jumping over hurdles early, just like some other things going on right now. But yeah, man, so let's hear from Pete Hughes first. Quote, I thought we did enough little things poorly to lose that game, and usually the coach that loses the game face a really good starting pitcher when you have to make those comments post game. But there's no margin for error versus an outing like that. We had our opportunities to put some pressure on them and we didn't do it. But story of the game was their starting pitcher Marciano was awesome. We couldn't figure him out, end quote. So again, there's some elite pitching out there. Sometimes you go out there and most of the time you're seeing just the offense go off majority of the time there as well. But yeah, K-State offensively, yeah, you're gonna need to do a little bit more here. I mean, yeah, K-State, you're bringing back pretty much all your guys from last year. Speaking of elite pitching, you're bringing back all your starting staff now. James Guyette, who started against Iowa, got a decision for this loss against Jake Marciano's game. Leaky Sheffield, he's not going to start till tomorrow night. That's the game against the rematch against Michigan tomorrow night. But tonight, you're playing former Big 12 foe Nebraska, and still, what I still think is a nice little rivalry from up north, the Pro Watcher Podcast, all things K-State sports. It is ninth-ranked Auburn 5. K-State won last night in the Amateur Bank College Baseball Series opener down in Arlington, Texas last night. Yeah, Auburn was K-State was the designated home team for this game, wearing that purple, and Auburn struck right first. Start setting the tone right there. Only one run in the first. And then, yeah, K-State didn't. I'm gonna jump the gun ahead a little bit. K-State didn't score again, and I mentioned the eighth inning already a few minutes ago in the show, because when they were trying to get UConn was some 2-3-1, something like that. K-State went off last weekend for 5-6 runs to take the lead and eventually win that ball game there. But K-State's only run comes in the bottom of the eighth inning. And that was it, because Auburn, they led 2-0 throughout. And then, well, of course, right? Yeah, Auburn tacked on two more insurance runs. They're in that same inning. And then, of course, K-State cut it there. It was 4-1. And then, of course, Auburn make sure added just a little bit more insurance there in the ninth inning. There was one there. So Auburn, 5 runs, 11 hits, 1 error. Kansas State, 1 run, 4 hit. Only 4 hits in this game. In an error. Yeah, Jake Marciano received his first win of the season. Yeah, that was his first start. Hard to believe that. Right there, as Auburn now and K-State have the identical records of 4-1. James Guyette picks up the loss there in his baseball game. Let me see here. Yeah, it's a Vasco. Only the multi-hit performance from the Batcats in this lineup. 2-4 in this game. Micah Kendrick came off the bench to drive in the only run for K-State in the game on a pitch hitting duty there for them. D. Kennedy was shut down in this game. Yeah, he earned post Major League Desert Invitation honors this past week. We haven't gotten around to that at all because we were off air and all that other stuff there. Robbie Bolin had the other hit, and then of course, yeah. So yeah, that ain't good. They ain't good when you're looking at, yeah. Okay, yes, Dante Lewis. Oh, by the way, started tonight. Okay, there you go. Because yeah, Dante Lewis played center last night, and he was hitless, just like many other cats here. You're not gonna win too many games like that. Yeah. So Casey's gonna have to figure it out here. So the fast momentum out of the blocks from last weekend's tournament. And comes to a breathing halt. We'll see how they do tonight against Nebraska here As we look at Jake, we turn back the clock here to Jake we wind the clock back a little bit to the performance of Jake Marciano last night, going six strong, only two hits, struck out eight cats, and again, going back to that, retiring nine batters straight. Yeah, you're not going to go, you're, other pitcher, you got to match what he's doing. Yeah, which I think James did for the most part, because he also went six, but the difference is he gave up two early runs, walked two, six hits, and he struck out four batters in the game. Billy Each, I don't think that's close enough. He went an inning there, also gave up the other run there, and Cole Wisenbaker was charged with the other two runs given up in an inning and a third, and Aiden Longoria pitched the other two thirds, and that was your K-State pitchers there in the game. Yeah, there's nearly nothing. Isovasco, one of his hits was a double. Micah Kendricks, RBI double. Try to get K-State. O'Reilly again in the eighth inning again, but it was too little, too late this time there. Facing off against a top 10 ranked opponent in the ninth ranked Auburn Tigers last night as K-State loses their first baseball game. Of course, we're back on this podcast. The Pro Punch Podcast is back. And the K-State baseball team, after going undefeated while we're off, loses their first game. So, Nebraska tonight. Let me see if there's any other things here of note here. Yeah, the pitching staff for K-State. Here's the other thing as well that you can't do in a college game. In the Major League Baseball, for that matter. Auburn pitching, no walks. Three walks for the K-State pitching staff during this game. And also, this doesn't help either. This was also the case. I think it was mainly even. If you want to look at the big picture, we know how K-State performs as SEC opponents. Here, as of a couple, few years, as of late anyways, when you beat Arkansas 2 years in a row, one of those, of course, was in the NCAA tournament, and eliminating them, making that run to the Super Regional, and then you faced Arkansas last year in the same environment, the Armature Bank College Series, right, you upset them with solid pitching, but yeah, you 2-for-10 with two out. No, that's not going to cut it there either. There as well. But yeah, Guyette actually had a career high. Looking back at some other notes, as if I missed. Guyette, six innings last night for him, was a career long. So how about that? So having your starting pitching go deep like that, and now you got to have your offense respond. Candy Kennedy bounce back and all that other stuff. So Kenny bounce back. We'll see, cause yeah, you need his offense. You need him on base. Period. There for them. Let me see if I can go back to the lineup real quick here. Yeah, let me see here. Barrett Madlack, he was over to Kendrick. Came on relief of him. Yeah, my guy Shantiro, he got no hit. He was over three. He did score a run in this game. Carlos Vasquez. Hitless in the game. Yeah. Grant Gallagher also hitless in the game. So a note there. Yeah. D. Kennedy last night. Yeah. Over four. Yeah. You need him on base. You need him to get going. Yeah. I think for K-State. Yeah. You need D. Kennedy's productivity where he's stealing bases or getting hits or wrecking havoc against the opposing opponent. You need him on base there. So we'll see if he can start some trouble against 3-2 Nebraska tonight. Same thing. So we'll see. Yeah, Nebraska's actually coming off a loss. They played yesterday against Louisville, who was 15th ranked in the country, and they lost to them. So Nebraska's 3-2. And that is the next opponent for K-State. Obviously, K-State, Nebraska, too much history. When you look at all these sports, the history, Nebraska being part of the Big 8, and then what changed to the Big 12 and all that. I call it the rival from up north, baby. So we'll see what happens tonight against Nebraska. Can K-State get things going? Because they need their big pieces. Hey, you're going to get a win? Hey, you gotta get some offense. That's for damn sure. You get solid pitching. That's one thing, but you don't get no offense, you're not going to win. That's just what it is there as well. So K-State baseball last night, the Wildcats suffered their first loss of 2026 on the hands of ninth-ranked Auburn. The Pro Project Podcast, all things K-State sports you can get, where podcasts are found, free and available daily, or a chance to record K-State content. We're back. We're back. We're back weekend, baby. iTunes, Spotify, wherever you get your podcast, baby, make sure you tap in, and plenty more other podcasting platforms out there to find the Purple Project Podcast, and make sure you tell a fellow K-Stater about the Purple Project Podcast, all things K-State Athletics. K-State's back in action tonight against Nebraska. We'll see if K-State can get back in the win column. Alex Aiden out there in Santa California. This is Eddie Greer coming to you from Kansas City, Missouri. Ninth-ranked Auburn, 5. K-State 1. This has been another postcast edition of the Pro Project Podcast, all things K-State sports with Cats.